Homeownership is the dream of most people around the world. For many, having a place to call one's own can bring a sense of stability and freedom. Certainly for Slovakia, a country with a 93% homeownership rate, this is a fundamental part of its culture. But in recent years, this dream has been threatened by rising prices, both in the real estate market and in bank interest rates. Currently, according to the Deloitte Property Index, Slovaks pay more for housing, relative to income, than any other people in Europe. Slovaks need, on average, 14 annual incomes to afford a 70 square meter dwelling. Compare that to Denmark, which requires on average 5 annual incomes for the same size property. But it isn't just a problem for home buyers. Renters are feeling the pinch of higher monthly payments. Clearly, something has gone awry. To put this problem into context, I spoke with a researcher at the Slovak Academy of Sciences and Comenius University's Department of Regional Geography.
My name is Jan Vyboštok. I am working at the Geographical Institute. What matters to me the most is the geographical aspect of affordability and inequality. So in a broad sense, I study the local or regional aspects and regional factors that are determining these two topics.
So let's start with a basic question. What is housing affordability and how is it measured?
There are multiple definitions of housing affordability. What interests me the most is the financial. And how do we measure it? There are multiple types or multiple indices of housing affordability, and they compute the actual property price and the actual incomes of people. But by the property price, I mean both the rent and the loan or the credit worthiness in the most broader sense. Who are we measuring in on? We are looking on the individuals, and by what I mean, the households, maybe the one-person household or multi-person households. And by income, I mostly mean the net income, which is also takes into account the expenditures, mostly the housing expenditures, but also there are other types of expenditures. These indices are actually quite similar to when banks assess the people when they are trying to get a loan, the mortgage. In this sense, it is very similar. Actually, these indices are not that sophisticated. There are similar types, like the EU computes the housing affordability also based on income and on housing codes. Actually, they say that the housing is not affordable if the household pays more than 40% of their net income monthly on housing. There are actually more sophisticated methods that take into account, like amenities, quality of life, or residential satisfaction.
So how does housing affordability impact society as a whole?
Talking about the society, the most evident one is maybe the migration, because more affordable housing in the cities pulls people from different parts of the country or other states, and which also contributes to better economic situation of the city, also of its people. On the other hand, worse housing affordability pushes people away from the city center and into its hinterland, into its suburbias. This process is called suburbanization, which has multiple, mostly negative impacts on the society and on the landscape as well, like noise, pollution, traffic jams, not enough space in the kindergartens, etc.
Would you say that Slovakia is experiencing an affordability crisis?
I'm not sure if that is a crisis, because we have already been in this situation before. During the Great Recession in 2007 until 2009, when the property prices might have been lower than they are at the peak right now, the incomes were much, much lower than they are now. I mean, the real incomes, not the nominal incomes. And also the unemployment was very, very high. The bank interest rates were more than 6% compared to about 4.5% to 5%. So all in all, the situation was much worse at the time. And even the National Bank of Slovakia, which computes the housing affordability index at the regional or the national scale still says or still computes that the value is more than 100, which means the housing is on average affordable. And I really, really mean on average, because the affordability is different for different social and economic groups.
But you would say that its affordability is low.
Yes, it is much lower, because it was increasing ever since the last crisis, I mean the 2008 crisis. Since the 2014, property prices were growing really, really fast. Maybe until 2020 or 2019, the housing affordability was still getting higher. It was raising. So the situation was getting better, but it was mostly due to lower and lower bank interest rates, which got into the levels of under 1% at the time. And so it could not get any lower by that point. So eventually, when the property prices were still getting higher, the situation got worse.
Were there any other factors at play there?
I would say there are like four, broadly speaking, factors. I have already talked about the bank interest rates. The lower bank interest rates very, very positively contribute to the housing affordability. With lower interest rates, the total sum of the property when you obtain it is much lower with lower interest rates. When the property costs like 150,000, maybe to 200,000 euro, 4 or 3 percentage points of the interest rate might differ in tens of thousands of euros in the total sum of paid. So this is the one factor. The other already mentioned factors are also the income, the real income, and property prices, which we have already been talking about, also including the expenditure on housing. These expenditures include not only rent or a mortgage payment, but also the consumption, energies, and other running costs. The fourth, but maybe not the last, factor is the availability and accessibility of flats. It was much debated on how many empty or available flats there are in bigger cities. But the problem is not only here, it is in the whole Slovakia, but the problem is a little different, because there are regions from where there is high out migration, where people leave empty houses after them, and with not that many buyers, these flats and houses remain empty. But in the cities, the situation is different. There are thousands of empty flats in larger cities. Again, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think there was a dispute between the statistical office and the Bratislava government about the real number of empty flats. And these flats are not empty because no one wants them, but they are flats because people want them, actually. So it is currently used. It's an investition strategy for people who can afford multiple flats, and I don't think the situation would change until housing is still viewed as a commodity, and until it is not properly taxed.
How has the government, banks, and the real estate industry responded to this?
So talking about the real estate market, we have seen or we have observed a damp in construction activity in recent years. There was much new residential development in the recent years, mostly in the larger city and its hinterland. As I have seen the new numbers, the new development or new residential activity decreased by about a third during the last two to three years. That is the real estate market. And the situation has changed much, because it was the seller's market in the last few years, and it made an U-turn, and currently it's a buyer's market. So homeowners and developers rather stall with selling their properties and wait for increased property prices. The government reacted actually by a new compensation for increased payments of the mortgage. However, it is not optimal. Also, it is not addressed for those who really need it. And I personally do not think we should support people getting loans. Instead, we should support rental housing, mostly the social rental housing for those in real need.
So what's your prognosis for the future? Do you see this situation improving?
I think yes. I assume the situation would be quite similar like it was after the Great Recession. the property price market is already quite similar. I mean, the trend is very, very similar. Also the real incomes during the 2023 were already on the rise. So the situation would for sure get better, but I don't know how soon. I'm not sure if it will be in all regions. If you compare Bratislava to like Prague, the situation in Prague was much worse in that sense that the property prices actually didn't fall. In Bratislava, they fell quite substantially for about maybe 10%, maybe more, I don't know. In that sense, the affordability would get better with a decrease in bank interest rates on the horizon. I think the situation will get better.
Mr. Vibostok gave us a nice macro view of the housing affordability problem today. But how does it look on a personal level? For the average Slovak, is price the most important aspect of buying or renting a home?
Moje meno je Miroslava Haruštieková, bývam v Lovini.
That's Mirka. She, her husband, and their two young children live in a village outside of Novo Mesto nad Váhom. Last year, the family happily began building their first home. But getting to this point was never certain nor easy. Did you always want to be a homeowner, or were you happy renting?
Nakoľko pochádzam z dediny a veľmi rada mám prírodu.
Because I grew up in a village and I love nature, my dream has always been to build a house just the way I want. My house is being built in a beautiful place and there are no houses around us. I've always dreamed of building just this kind of house.
So why have you decided to start building a home now?
It came at the right time for us. We found a very suitable place, so we decided to build. I had been on maternity leave for a very long time, about 5 years to be exact. Only after did I start my career. So basically, once I started working, we could finally then start building a house.
Are you worried about the high building cost and high interest rates?
Áno, nakoľko je finančná situácia v tejto dobe teraz veľmi náročná.
Yes, even though the financial situation is very difficult at this time, we decided to go ahead with building. Given that we now have higher monthly expenses, we have to start saving where we can. Time is flying, so we decided to build during these hard financial times.
Rozhodli stavať v tejto náročnej finančnej situácii.
You and your husband are a bit older than most applying for a mortgage. Can you tell us your age and was it difficult getting a mortgage at your age?
Mám 42 rokov, manžel je o 9 rokov starší.
I am 42 years old and my husband is 9 years older. The rates depend a lot on the age of the older partner. For us, that makes the interest rate higher due to the fact that my husband is older. Essentially, our monthly payments are higher because we are older and there isn't much time to pay off the mortgage.
Can you tell us about your progress so far?
Nakoľko teraz bývame prenajatom byte, tak v podstate...
Because we now live in a rental apartment, we really need to build quickly to reduce our monthly expenses. At this point, we've built the frame of the house so we can receive the first installment of the loan from our bank. That means we have to build the house as quickly as possible so that we are not paying on a mortgage and rent. We are progressing beyond our expectations. Basically, we can live in our new house within a year. Now there is only a frame, but we are continuing with other parts like electricity and heating. I hope that soon we can start enjoying our lives together in our new home.
There is plenty of excitement and joy ahead for this family, but there is also uncertainty. The high mortgage payments will balloon their monthly expenses and demand a higher paying job for the father of the family.
Volám sa Katarína a som z Trenčianska.
Our next guest, Katka from a village outside of Trenčín, is also in her early 40s. She rents a small, partially state-subsidized flat with her three children. Money is tight, and rent can be a tremendous burden at times. However, it wasn't always this way. She used to own a flat not far away. How did you find yourself renting?
Takže som sa rozviedla.
I got divorced. Before that, I lived in Nová Dubnica in my own apartment. Circumstances beyond my control made it so that my ex-husband kept the apartment and I had to adapt. So my three children and I moved to this low-income housing. What's the difference? The difference is that when I have something of my own, I maintain it. I know that I will keep it. Though if I ever need to sell the apartment, I can because it retains value. Whereas in a rental, when something needs to be done or repaired, I have to let them know. They call someone to fix it with the understanding that I will have to pay for it myself anyway. So if everything goes wrong here, like when I first moved into this place, I have to repair and replace many things at my own expense. And I know that the money I invested here won't be returned to me once we leave.
What percentage of your income do you spend on rents?
My rent is about 30% of my salary. Plus, there's also water, electricity and gas.
What is the most challenging part of renting for you?
I would say that the problem is probably that once a person owns an apartment, they do not have to worry about qualifications. Whereas, when a person needs state-subsidized housing, they have to meet some requirements like not exceeding the income limit. Our contracts are reassessed every 4 years. They look at your salary and you sign another long contract. If your salary goes above their limit, you quickly lose your home.
What is
the biggest barrier to buying a home today for you?
Plat, výška platu, vlastne hypotéka.
Maybe prices, how much money we make, interest rates, where to borrow such a large amount of money. Another problem is maybe my age. That is really important. Also, since I am a single mother, it is more difficult. Maybe if there were two salaries, it would be possible. But unfortunately, it's not possible for me.
What do you expect for the future with your housing situation? And what do you wish for?
I hope that my salary will increase someday and mortgage interest rates will decrease. Hopefully, someday I will buy an apartment. I don't know. Mainly, I wish for good health.
Both of the women I spoke with are trying to realize their dreams of homeownership while at the same time raising a family. How is it for those 30 and under who have yet to start a family? Is it easier for them to afford rent or take on a mortgage?
So I'm Dominika, I'm 30 years old. I'm from Banská Bystrica, it's a city in central Slovakia.
Can you tell us your current living situation? Are you buying, renting? How are you living?
Yeah, so my current living situation is that I'm in a rent. I live with my boyfriend. He owned this flat.
At any point, did you consider buying a home?
In the future, I would like to have my own space because I raised up in a house in a village. So my dream is have my own house.
What would you say the biggest obstacle to buying a home today would be?
Yeah, probably to get that much money. So maybe the money is the obstacle.
So do your friends own their own homes?
For example, my 5 closest friends, which I speak with them like daily, none of them own his own property, and most of them live abroad. So few of them live in Slovakia, but they didn't own his own home.
Are they mostly renting?
Yeah, all of them are renting.
What would you say the big difference is between your generation and your parents' generation concerning buying a home?
Yeah, I think the generation of my parents, which is around 60, they didn't study at a university, so they start build his own home in an early age, for example, at 20. So, for example, my mother has a kids at the 22 and now I'm like 30 and I didn't even have a family. So there is a gap, like 10 years, which is different because now it's more trend to study and it's more like people can afford it. So there is a, like this different that people start live his own life just after university, and it's around 26, 27, maybe at 30, like in my, yeah, my age.
Dominika makes a good point. The average Slovak leaves their parents' home at age 31, according to Eurostat. Now many of these young people are just moving into rental homes. For this generation coming of age today, home ownership may be just a dream. But like our previous guest, Dominika doesn't despair. She still believes a home is waiting for her in the future.
Do you think that there's any chance for you to own a home one day?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a chance. Yeah, I have a plan, so it's a chance.